Rockfish rebound in Alaska waters. Tribal governments speak up for the roadless rule, and a scombroid poisoning alert. This is your KHMS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The blob is the ominous nickname used by fishermen and marine biologists to describe warm ocean conditions that appeared in the North Pacific in 2014. That lingered for about 2 years, and the negative impacts on Alaska's marine ecosystem were widely reported. But for some species, it wasn't a bad thing. New research indicates that young rockfish were thriving during this period. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Pacific rockfish were drastically overfished up and down the West Coast in the 20th century. In Alaska, most of the fleet wasn't local.
You know, our story up here is a little bit different than what the story is down in the West Coast.
That's Pete Holson. He assesses rockfish stocks in Alaska for NOAA Fisheries.
Up here, the story is more like, you know, the Japanese fleets and Russian fleets just decimated not just rockfish, but most of our groundfish species.
Rockfish numbers have rebounded thanks in part to careful management. Fisheries managers have slowly increased commercial catch limits, and although it is not the most valuable fish, rockfish now makes up a sizable amount of the trawl catches in Kodiak and the western Gulf of Alaska. But Holson says it isn't just management practices that led to the rebound in the population.
I mean, of course, we'd love to like pat ourselves on the back, but I don't think we can say it's just that. I think there's definitely been some natural environmental things that have occurred that have just helped the population.
Oregon scientists are now investigating how the blob led to a banner year for juvenile rockfish. During the blob's final months in 2016, researchers at NOAA's Northwest Fisheries Science Center noticed dramatic changes in the ecosystem off the Oregon coast. Lori Whitecamp says that while she was conducting a survey of Chinook salmon, she was struck by the changes she was seeing in other marine species.
If you tow a net out in the ocean, you catch a lot of other stuff besides salmon. And so it was really these other species that it was like, wow, that's really, really different.
Whitecamp says her net was getting clogged by all sorts of unusual creatures.
For example, one of the things we started catching are pyrosomes, these, what are they called, sea pickles, I guess.
She noticed high numbers of juvenile rockfish as well.
We just had this big bloom of those. And talking to researchers up and down the coast from California to British Columbia and up into Alaska even, other people were seeing the same event, the same recruitment event.
Whitecamp and her colleagues recently published a paper on their findings. They suggest that a decline in jellyfish that eat juvenile rockfish helped their numbers. Holson says that while Alaska experienced the same spike in juvenile rockfish in 2016, it's unclear if it had anything to do with other species.
I don't think we have a good understanding yet of like why rockfish seem to be doing well in these conditions and these other fish don't. You know, it seems to be coinciding with these warmer temperatures, and what the mechanisms of that is, we don't really know yet, but at least kind of points us in a direction that we can start asking more questions and doing a little bit more research.
Holson says at this point, the increase in juvenile rockfish hasn't had any impact on the way Alaska's fisheries are managed. Rockfish can live upwards of 100 years, and it takes a long time for them to grow to adulthood. So stock assessments focus more on adult rockfish populations. Whitecamp says that unprecedented ocean conditions make it difficult to make predictions about the future of commercial fisheries.
With these recent unusual conditions, there's winners and losers. You know, we're expecting predictable resources that we've harvested for, you know, millennia in the case of a lot of people on the coast. And things are changing and in ways that we don't really understand. And some things are doing good and others not so much.
But if these rockfish numbers keep increasing, the fish might just be an unexpected winner. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
An organization of 57 tribal governments across the Northwest says the roadless rule should stay in place in Alaska. The Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians passed the resolution at its annual conference last week in Suquamish, Washington, at the request of the organized village of Cake. Right now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is considering changes to the federal roadless rule. It could open up new areas to road building and logging in the Tongass National Forest. Tribal governments in Southeast Alaska, such as the one in Cake, are opposed to that. They're concerned about the impact to traditional food sources, which rural communities rely on. The USDA is expected to release a draft decision about the roadless rule sometime this fall. And state health officials are warning Alaskans about a recent spike in scombroid poisoning, a condition caused by eating fish that has not been properly preserved. Symptoms can last up to 48 hours and resemble an allergic reaction. People may experience severe headaches, palpitations, blurred vision, and abdominal cramps. At least 7 people fell ill this summer, state epidemiologists say. That's far more than usual. Health officials tracked only 5 other cases between 2015 and 2018. Anna Frick is a research analyst with the state health department.
One possibility is that since it was pretty warm this summer, maybe people had a harder time keeping their fish cold. But the short answer is that we just don't know why there are more cases this summer.
Frick says the recent cases don't appear to be connected. They affected tourists and Alaskans alike. 2 people fell ill after eating prepackaged tuna, 1 person got sick after eating catfish, and 4 people got sick after eating salmon. Health officials say scombroid poisoning from salmon is rare. While Alaska officials don't know exactly what caused the recent rise in cases, Frick says there's a foolproof way to avoid it.
The most important thing to do is to keep fish that you buy or that you catch chilled at or below 40 degrees. So put it on ice immediately and keep it cold.
If you do fall ill after eating fish, Frick says, you should seek medical attention. Scombroid poisoning is uncomfortable, but also very treatable. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. Tonight's reports are brought to you by Henry Leisha, Elizabeth Jenkins, and Kirsten Swan.